Yeah, they have to.
I don't know about that. I would say most people. I would say people that actually use the gym or go to a PT.
I feel like everyone saw Michael Phelps, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But they don't know what it is.
Okay, maybe
okay,
not.
That's fair enough. Right? But I think they have an understanding that it is used to help the muscles recover some, like to some degree. I think so.
We don't know that it does that.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Okay.
Yeah. It's one of those things like nobody knows if it really works, you know. 679-74 if you want to get in on the show. We talked to Ira Windeman earlier on in the show. If you guys missed that, basically what Ira said about Jimmy Butler is, I'm going to quote here, says this is the kind of thing once it comes to light and once people see what it is, because Jimmy Butler's missed the last few games, they're going to feel terrible for Jimmy and they're going to realize, take all the time you want. It is a personal family situation. I hope everybody's okay, right? Doesn't sound like it.
No.
But I hope that everybody's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I echo exactly what Ira Winderman said. Take all the time you want. You guys know, recently I had to step away just for a little bit, and that's what ended.
Yeah.
And I was like, do what you need to do. Let me know when you want to come back.
Makes sense, man.
And so same thing with Jimmy. I hope everything's all right, and take as much time as you need. The Heat should be winning these games without you. They should be beating Cleveland. They should be beating Minnesota at home without you. That's not to say that we don't need you. It just says, hey, we should get some of these wins without you. But that's the latest on Jimmy Butler. That was Ira Winderman. He was on the air here about an hour and a half ago. We will replay that again in the 9 o'clock hour for you guys in case you missed that as well. Before we get to anything else on the show, let's get you your headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Someone texting cupping. Come on, Brian.
What? That's what the PT wanted to do.
Was that your first time?
No.
Listen,
I've done it before.
I find it funny because I think a lot of the texters don't really think Brian is athletic because he was a punter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always get that all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, man.
It's funny though, man. Like, listen, he gets that all the time on the text line.
Always.
Yeah.
No, Brian. Brian's athletic.
It makes for a good laugh, though. It makes for a good laugh for me, at least.
Brian is athletic for sure. You still hold some records over at UM, right?
Yeah. I mean, the funniest thing is when people say, oh, yeah, you're this, and I go, okay, by the way, I had the second short shuttle time on the team. And that means ahead of Devin Hester.
By the way, this reminds me of something. I remember when I did the interview for the Super Bowl with Matt Bosher.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you gave me some dirt on Bosher.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he gave me some dirt on you.
Of course.
He told me to call you Brian.
That was a Canadian Football League joke. I'm not explaining that story
now. He said, call him Brian.
Brian.
He will get very upset.
I haven't heard that one in forever.
Wow. Well, so Brian, without any context, he goes, ask him about being taped to the toilet. I'm like, I can't ask him that in that interview.
Of course you can.
You can't.
You didn't ask him?
It's an interview for Truist Bank. No.
Oh, man.
Just like I didn't ask Ja Rule about the documentary.
That's a big mistake by you.
Yeah, but this isn't a...
He'd walk off the set.
No, I agree he would.
This isn't a bad thing, though.
That beach.
That's not my job.
That is facts. No, that's big facts.
No, they did not. They sat on that beach because there was nowhere to go because there was no boat.
That is true, too.
To get out, they couldn't. So you have to eat that.
Facts. Nah, but the thing for Bosch is like it's fun. It was like back as a freshman. It's what you do as initiations. You don't get you get taped up.
Yeah.
Taped him to the toilet?
Taped him to the toilet with Alex Uribe. Face to face.
Oh my God.
Good times, baby. Good times.
So then what's the story behind Brian?
It's long. I'm not gonna say it. It's when I was in CFL.
Uh-huh.
Go I'm on. Gonna feel bad. No, I can't. I'll tell it off air.
The Canadians probably can't say it right.
No. It was the person that was saying it. I'm not saying it on air because I'm going to sound bad. So
yeah, I get it.
Keep going. I'll tell you off the air.
I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I'm still laughing. Listen, I get it, and I'm still laughing.
Get the headlines, man.
I want you to get more into the story.
He's special.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it on air.
Yeah.
Fine.
Is the kid special? There you go.
Vlad said it on there.
I'm not
saying that. Hey, Bosher was the one who told me to say Brian.
I didn't say anything. But I'm not touching that on. No way. You ain't getting me in that. No.
Look at that nasty dunk. Oh, my goodness. Who is that? Is that
some African?
Hey, fair
and
enough.
And the funny thing was, that's all I could think of, too.
Fair enough.
I have no idea who that was. I was like,
ooh,
over Giannis.
My goodness.
Get you some.
Boucher?
And he's scrawny.
Boucher?
Get you some, Giannis.
Yeah, he's going to be French-African, though.
Yeah, got to be, right?
Who was that?
I don't know.
We're trying to look there, buddy.
It's not right if I say some African,
number 25.
Right? If I say some African, I'm in trouble, right?
I mean,
you could say it if you want.
You could say it.
You might not be here Thursday, but you could say it.
I got to cover the game tomorrow. You'll know tomorrow.
Chris
Boucher.
Boucher.
It's not Boucher. It says Boucher.
His college was Oregon.
Okay.
All right. There you go. All right. So headlines: the Miami Heat are off tonight after their embarrassing loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers last night. The Heat are clinging to a half-game lead over the Philadelphia 76ers for the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference. The Heat will get back in action tomorrow night as they get set for a five-game homestand, starting with Minnesota tomorrow, Dallas Friday, Brooklyn Saturday, Milwaukee Monday, and Orlando on Wednesday. Five games in 8 nights starting tomorrow night. Then the Heat go on the road for two against the vaunted Pelicans.
Yeah.
Next Friday night.
Yeah. What is that game on national TV?
ESPN. That's because the Heat. Yeah.
Listen.
The Heat that lost to the Cavs.
Put some respect on their name. Yeah.
Who the
Pelicans?
The Ruggaroos.
The Ruggaroos.
The what was the other one? The
Mosquitoes.
The Sea Dogs.
The Mosquitoes.
What was the other one? The
Swamp Dogs.
Swamp Dogs.
That's crazy.
And then they'll come back home for three against Charlotte, New York, and Chicago. Three terrible teams in the Eastern Conference. So, 8 of the next 10 at home for your Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler is questionable for tomorrow's game. He's missed the last two games due to a personal situation. We talked to Ira Winterman about that. We'll replay that in the 9 o'clock hour for you if you missed it. Or you can go on the radio.com app rewind feature and check it out there. Florida Panthers, they are in action tonight against the Arizona Coyotes. Hate that. Arizona Coyotes just doesn't have the ring to it. The Phoenix Coyotes had a ring to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Arizona Coyotes? No. It's like Miami Marlins. It doesn't work for me.
It's got to go with the whole
Florida
them,
Marlins
the whole state.
Was that flowed.
Yeah, but it's not the team for the state. They got a team in Tampa.
I mean, they kind of have a team. They got an organization. How about that?
They got something.
They got an organization.
All right, but it's like the Florida Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Like,
that is true.
Which Tampa runs it.
Yeah, I mean, Tampa's dominant.
It should be Fort Lauderdale Panthers?
Yeah,
the Sunrise Panthers.
Sunrise Panthers, yeah.
Sunrise Panthers. Panthers stink. Here's the stat, right? Because I did a blog for Dwayne Wade last Friday.
Okay.
And so I was looking at the history of the South Florida teams since Dwayne Wade started playing basketball for the
2003?
Yeah, but I did a little research on all the teams. The Panthers have been playing hockey. I think this is their 26th season, okay?
Okay.
In the previous 25 seasons, how many times did the Panthers make the playoffs? Keep in mind, in hockey, 16 of the 31 teams make the playoffs. How many times out of 25 years did the Panthers make the playoffs?
Ooh, I'm going to say,
I'm going to go 3 since it's Dwayne Wade's number.
I'm going to go 6.
I'm going to go 8.
5. God. 5 out of 25.
Dude, 1 every 5 year average. Smart up, nice.
And the Panthers, for the most part, have made the playoffs like way early. I think the Panthers made the playoffs twice the last 20 years.
It happens.
No, it doesn't.
All right, they suck. So good. I'm trying here, man. I'm trying.
They're back in action tonight against the Arizona Coyotes. 9 o'clock puck drop from the Gila River Arena. Panthers are 2 points behind the final playoff spot in their division, 4 points behind the final wild card spot. So that's how bad the Panthers are. They are trailing the wild card by more points than they are trailing their own division.
The Coyotes are in where again?
Arizona.
Glendale.
Okay.
Is it in Glendale or Phoenix?
They were at one point.
They used to be called the Phoenix Coyotes, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then they decided to get an arena away from the city.
Well, then if they change the name, then it has to be another city. There's no other reason to change the name.
By the way, Arizona is a great place.
Great place to party, Scottsdale.
Man, yes, Scottsdale.
Love Scottsdale.
Tempe. I mean, Arizona.
Tempe, good Flagstaff. Yeah, man. It's some good. Yeah.
I didn't know that,
bro. This dude that we just made fun of the dunks got a good story.
Yeah, I'm over here looking at Drake on the.
The hell have you been doing this segment, Brian?
Reading to see if that dude was from Africa.
Is he from Africa?
No, he's from West Indies.
The West Indies?
Mm-hmm.
Haitian?
Caribbean.
Huh. Okay.
St. Lucia's?
What's his story?
Right. So he moved to Montreal to visit his dad.
Ooh, great place, by the way, Montreal.
But then his parents split up.
Olsen.
And as he had a poor relationship with his father, he grew up playing soccer and hockey. But then he dropped out of high school.
Well, he was Canadian.
At 16 and was working as a cook and a dishwasher. Then he was offered a spot on an AAU basketball team. In his first tournament, he scored 44 points.
What?
I swear.
Listen, that is like some fairy tale story right there.
And then playing in the AAU, he got some attention, and they got him to New Jersey's Blair Academy. And
exactly. 44 points, like in your first ever, basketball game?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And then when he first played in that game, he had 29 points and 12 rebounds, and that's when he started getting D1 offers.
Wow.
That's a cool story right there.
No, I agree. Good for him. Yeah.
And then it's the Raptors doing a good scouting job.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
Man. Raptors have done really well.
They will scour the earth
yeah.
to well, find talent.
He was with the Warriors first,
uh-huh. 2017,
2018, and then he was on their G League team, and then he got to the Raptors in 2018.
The hell the Warriors doing with their G League team, man?
I'm telling right. you.
Just keep letting talent slip
Kendrick
away.
Kendrick Nunn, this
My
guy.
Goodness.
Man.
Jeez.
If you have Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry.
Yeah, who really cares, right?
Yeah. Really, stop what you're doing and sign these guys. Get out of here. They're lucky to be – they're lucky.
Last but not least, Marlins Park will have an expanded role in the 2021 World Baseball Classics. Not only will Marlins Park host the opening round games from March 14th to 18th, it'll also host the North American quarterfinals from the 19th to the 20th and close with the semifinals and finals from March 21st to March 23rd.
Yeah, we need to. We got
to have like a show World Baseball Classic game.
I'm down. Listen.
Yeah, got to go to that.
Like Brian said earlier, if it's Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic.
Or Venezuela.
Venezuela. Sign me up.
Does Colombia or Brazil
sign
have
me
a
up.
Team?
No, but listen, I will
sign
start a Colombian team.
Up.
Okay, cool.
Vlad, what was the random World Baseball Classic team in the last tournament? Was it like the Netherlands or something?
Yeah, they always have like the
like
Netherlands.
The Netherlands was in the finals. You're like, what the hell is the Netherlands doing here?
Well, don't they invite like a team from another region?
They
kinda
do.
Kind of like what they do with
the
Cup in South America.
All the good teams were out west. They were playing in San Francisco.
Who won the last one? Was it DR or Puerto Rico? Because I know it's
checking.
Always between those two teams.
No, nah, that was one year. It was
Dominican
like
Republic.
The Dominican
yeah.
one last year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that was in San Francisco,
we can do
right?
a show from the Dominican game, boy.
I'm all there.
Don't drink the alcohol.
Sign me up.
Cool,
wait a minute. No, hold on. Hold on a second. The defending champion was the Dominican Republic in 2013.
Uh-huh.
If I'm reading this right,
okay.
The United States won.
In 2017?
Yeah.
Wow.
We won?
Says United States champions, Puerto Rico runner-up, third place, Japan.
Oh, we cheated.
Was that? You know what? We might have
We cheated.
Won.
Nah, listen, we
was
cheated.
Was that in San Fran?
That was... Vlad. Go back and find
we cheated. We had to.
Steroids. Oh, definitely. It happened, you know. We had devices.
Definitely. Definitely, you know, banging
started,
on trash cans.
We started it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently United States won, man.
All right, so we're the defending champs. Let's go.
Okay, U.S.
There we go.
Shout out.
We won stuff.
Yeah, they won, and Puerto Rico was runner-up.
We beat the Puerto
Rico. Oh,
Puerto Rico was. We beat y'all.
Who the hell was on the American
Puerto Rico.
Team?
Puerto Rico
was
a
runner-up
again.
I think Andrew McCutcheon
was on that team. In 2013 to the Dominican Republic.
Oh, we definitely want the Puerto Ricans to be in this one.
And then 2009, 2006, Japan won, with the runners-up being South Korea and Cuba.
Do we have dates for that? So I can, you know, go ahead and
mark
March 14th through the 24th.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So this is what we want. We want a team of Mookie Betts.
Next year.
Oh, next year.
Mike Trout will be on the team for the Americans. We want Mookie Betts.
Okay.
Giancarlo. We got to bring Giancarlo back. Just, you know.
You want Bryce Harper?
We want Bryce.
Uh-huh.
We got to bring Bryce.
Aaron Judd?
Yeah, I think so.
Aaron Judge definitely ought to do it. Yeah, we got a stacked team, the Americans.
Who's our closer?
Mike Fies.
Oh, that's good right there.
No cheat will be going on in that world baseball.
Yeah.
That is good right there. All right, if you guys want to get in, 679-74 is where you can text in. Let's talk about the potential collective bargaining agreement that the NFL and NFLPA are trying to agree on. Let's get Rashad and Brian's take. We'll do that next. You're on 790 The Ticket. But I'm on that loose, yeah. They say they gon' ride me. See me never do nothing. Cause they know that's the reason they gon' end up on the news clip. Back here on 790 The Ticket, Zach Duarte, Rashad Butler, and Brian Monroe. Rashad is being chased down by all the women in the building. What did you do, Rashad?
Okay, so,
uh-oh.
Funny story. So, I was a late bloomer. So the first time I had sex, I was like 18.
Wow.
Wait, yeah. Whoa, time out.
Time out. Let me lower the music first.
Let me lower the music first
and kind of figure out.
I don't think we need to talk about that.
How did we just jump into this?
Listen.
Why did we just jump into this?
Listen, Shots getting chased down the hallway.
Listen, I'm honest. So she was criticizing me for being a late bloomer.
What's wrong with being a late bloomer?
Exactly, right? And I said, not everyone could be promiscuous like you and start having sex at 15 and 16. And she got mad.
Wow.
She got mad.
Why are they trying to chase you in here? what have you done, bro?
Listen, I just described it. Mm. Like, listen,
they're all like, we got two of them next to me, ready to mark me.
We're
the animals in the zoo, and they're like just watching.
But Vlad, she tried to clown me and Manny for being late bloomers. So I said, listen, not everyone can be promiscuous and start having.
Anna.
Yeah.
Anna, first of all, the mic is on. Second of all, Anna's just mean as is. Like she, you see. She just hit me right now. She always wants to hit somebody.
You guys need to be nice to Anna, man.
Therefore, Rashad, I have no problem saying what you said. You're absolutely right.
That's all, man.
That's all.
You guys need to be nice to Anna.
Listen, Zach, I was a late bloomer. It is what it is, man. I mean, I'm not going to lie about that.
Late bloomer.
Hey, it's like they say with anything else in life. It's not how you start. It's how you finish.
Exactly.
And make sure you finish.
Facts. Facts.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I thought maybe you, like, took something from
me. Me too. That's why I was like, what's going on?
No.
They're trying to get in here. The microphone's
there. They love you. Why do they love you? They said, I love Zachary. By the way, Zachary. It's not even Zach.
No. You know what it is? Zachy D. You hear that, bro?
Zachy D.
Is
this where you got the Zaddy name from?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
You know, I'd be getting hit up on Facebook, and Instagram, by all kinds of ladies.
About DMs. They DMing you?
Yeah.
They sliding, right. Huh?
They sliding, boy.
Head first.
Definitely, man.
Sliding.
All kinds of. Not only single either, you know.
All kinds of stuff.
Hey,
settle down. Don't ruin yourself now.
Yeah, man.
Don't mess up your own game, bro.
No, I got more clarification of why Anna was upset. It wasn't because he said you were promiscuous.
Oh, man.
She said that you called her a garden tool.
Yeah, I mean, that's – listen. Listen, for on-the-air purposes, I kind of had to jazz it up. You know what I mean? So that's – yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, you call her guard. That's what offended her.
I know, but I couldn't say that over air.
No. We can't say that over the air. But
you said a garden tool, though.
You called her a garden tool.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's messed up.
Hey, man.
It's true, though, but it's messed up.
Well, I mean,
listen.
Okay, I was going to say, dang.
Listen, if you're losing your virginity at 15, 16, then I'm guessing that, you know, you're kind of having a little bit too much fun.
What if it was only one person your whole high school career?
Okay.
That's how I look at it, right?
What are your stats in your high school career?
I batted 1,000, baby.
That's the athlete in me.
Listen, that's one hell of a percentage, man.
It is.
Jeez.
Man, come on. No one's batting that. Everyone's getting rejected. Somebody.
Yeah, but don't forget that Rashad was on the phone sex lines too. Remember,
this is college
chat line.
That was college.
Yeah, I was chat. Yeah, that was college. Yeah.
Man, don't, but don't let him fool you, man. He was on the college football team at Dwyer. They were going to state championship. He's the man on campus.
We were doing our thing.
Don't let him fool you guys.
Rashad was the respectful football player.
Yeah, right.
But listen, I got catfished before people started saying catfish.
Me too.
You got tailed?
Listen, so I went on the party line in college.
The party line?
Yes.
What's the party line?
So it was like this number you can call, like in Miami.
Know. Bro, you know that's some fat chick with a nice voice, right?
Listen, and I had to find out the hard way. So funny story, right? So it was, so you remember on Friday nights in the off season, like we would have class, we had workouts, classes, uh-huh. and then like we'll sleep for about 5 hours yep. and then we'll go out.
Yeah.
So I overslept. So by the time I woke up, it was like 1 a.m. So everyone had left me.
But you were up. You were like, I ain't going to sleep.
Yeah, because by that time I was in the dorms and I didn't have a car yet. So I'm like, man, I'm like, I got to do something. I got to do something. So
you hit the chat line.
Huh?
You hit the chat line.
I hit the chat line. Yeah. And I met this chick.
Okay.
And actually.
You met up with a chick, just hearing her voice.
Okay, so hear me out.
You're brave.
I am, but hold on. But back then, everyone did that back then.
I never did that.
Well, a lot of people I knew, like, we did that back then.
Man.
Yeah. Like, listen, I have stories of a lot of dudes in my class that came in with mm-hmm. me. Like, we were doing that. Okay. It is what it is.
Oh.
Yeah, we all doing it. Y'all were doing it.
Yeah, yeah. So,
we're not going to put them on blast, though.
So, I borrowed one of my teammates' cars. And get this, I drove from Coral Gables to Homestead.
Oh, I remember
yeah,
this story.
So, yeah, so listen. So, listen,
this,
I was.
This
so
is Vlad, a story I already know.
Yeah, so Vlad, I was crunk.
Vlad, have the cut ready, by the way. Have the cut ready.
Vlad, I was crunk, man. So,
ready.
I knock on the door. She answers the door. And I'm like, I saw, and listen, my whole mood just went like very somber. So mind you, in my head, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I can either drive 45 minutes back to campus or I can just suck this one up and just do it. So I sucked it up and I did it. Listen, I'm not going front. I did it, man.
It's just that are, you know, of a plus size, but it's typically somewhat that easy with them.
Big girls are easy.
No,
right?
listen. I kid you not, because
I'm not trying to do women justice that are, you know, of a plus size, but it's typically somewhat that easy. With
big
them.
Facts. Because
wow.
Big facts. I'm gonna tell you why. Because Vlad,
tell me why big girls
Vlad,
are easy.
The minute I walked in, we sat down, and before I knew it, homegirl was all over me, man.
Wow.
All over me. And I said, well, I mean, since I'm here, I might as well just go ahead and just
round
third base, right?
You were a meal.
Yeah.
You were a meal, and uh-huh. she, and that, there it is.
Yeah.
You were her meal.
I got raped, man.
Whoa. That's I'm gonna get a 20-second timeout here.
Please tell me you don't.
It's something right there. You see the lay building. Yeah.
I didn't say that in here, by
Rashad
the way.
Rashad Butler does not mean that, by the way.
No, I don't, man. But listen,
it doesn't say that in here, just so you know.
Listen, I'm going to say this. It was good times, though, man. I mean, that's just what college kids do. I was, 20 years old, I think, man, just living my life in Miami. And, yeah, I had a blast of a time, man. A blast of a time.
How did we get here?
Yeah. I don't know.
But listen, don't act like y'all haven't smashed a plus size woman.
Can we say that?
I don't know.
Don't act like it, man.
I never have.
I feel like I'm being fornicated with a plus size girl?
Never.
Absolutely.
Wow, seriously.
I never have.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I had your light skin, that's why.
Yeah, but also remember this, I didn't drink in college. When you make all your mistakes in college,
you're trying to say that was a drinking mistake?
Nah, I mean, a lot of times people blame it on drinking.
Blame it on alcohol.
They're missing out on a great segment, by the way. They left way too early.
Listen, first off, I am not blaming that moment on any type of alcohol. I mean, I knew what was going on. I mean, I just had to, you know, make a choice, and I made the choice that I guess benefited me at the time, because I was not going to drive back 45 minutes to Coral Gables just, you know.
You made the right choice, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I never done that, though.
Chat line. Back in the days, man.
That was a little bit before my time.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Way before.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, no, we're not that different.
No. That's definitely past your time.
Yeah.
Remember that, Vlad? The party line?
Absolutely.
The party line, man.
Yeah.
All right, we had MySpace.
That's yeah. before MySpace.
Yeah, it was. It was way before yeah. MySpace, man. Yeah.
Yeah, MySpace.
ASL, baby.
What?
Age, sex, location.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a messenger on AOL.
It is. Yeah, you're right. It is.
You remember the chat rooms way back yep. in the day?
Doom. The door closed. Doom.
Yep. Doom.
Yeah, you kids don't know nothing about this, kids. You millennials, you don't know nothing about this.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really hard.
Goodness. We're catering to the, what's the age group, 34 to 54 mm-hmm. age group now?
When you listen, actually had a talk and type.
No, because 35 is still millennium.
And listen, my name was so corny on there. It was like Southern Boy 64. So corny. So corny, man. Southern Boy 64.
Offensive guard 67.
Oh, man. We had no creativity back then, huh?
No.
My None. Name was Smooth.
What was
My
it?
My name still is Smooth.
What was it?
Mofo Monroe 69.
Oh, wait a minute. Mofo okay. Monroe okay. That's not bad. 69.
That was my name.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's mad at my segment for him being called How to Hoe Like Monroe.
I was in high school when I created it.
What's changed from Monroe in high school to Monroe right now?
A little more facial hair.
But still... Still tooling.
Trying my best.
Oh, we got to get back to sports.
There we go.
Yeah, we get. Well, guess what? How about this? On the other side, I'll tell you how Antonio Brown is back at it again.
He's the worst.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Ready to attack now. Pulling the parking lot slow with the lockdown. Convicts got the whole thing packed now. Step in the club.
Ooh, back here on 790 the ticket. Ooh, man. I did not want to come back from that break.
Yeah, man. That was fun. That was great.
That was fun.
If only they could hear what goes on.
No.
No, because we definitely would not be in air anymore. Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah, those are not cupping marks on Brian Monroe, okay?
Yes, they are cupping marks.
Just say that right now.
I mean, first of all, who the heck would get it behind the neck?
I mean, you do some strange things in some strange places, Brian.
I mean, I like to have fun.
Yeah, okay. Do some strange for some change, man.
No. You got to pay me some good money, man.
Well, our good old buddy Antonio Brown is back on Twitter, and this time he's calling out Drew Rosenhaus.
Oh, ooh. Shocker.
He says, Rosenhaus Sports, one of the biggest scams going on in South Florida right now.
But he got you paid. Mm. Come on, Antonio Brown, mm-hmm. man.
Twice.
Yes, twice. Yeah, you're right, twice.
He got your contract to give you some more guaranteed money after the first time you got the contract.
See, this right here is why if I was a team, I will not take a chance on Antonio Brown because this guy – is hot and cold. One minute, he's speaking on ESPN with Josina Anderson, having remorse. He's on the Breakfast Club at one time, having some type of remorse, except for Big Ben and Juju. He had no remorse towards them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just now you're back to your old self, criticizing all these people that pretty much helped you out.
Well, first of all, he's the only guy that's going to try to get you on a team.
Yeah.
That's the only person that they're going to listen to. They're not going to listen to you. No GM's going to open up the door to you.
Man.
And then first you called him out on that picture that you posted,
yeah.
which you taken down where Drew was like painted in the background. And doesn't matter what you think of Drew Rosenhaus or his own company, he's the only guy that's the one that's trying to get you a job.
Correct. And like I mentioned before off air, you have a settlement that's pending with the Patriots.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think Drew is going to play an important part.
Huge part.
Yeah.
And now what do you think he's going to do?
Come on, man. This guy, I swear, man.
Hey, yeah, by the way, Robert Kraft, also he did this, this, and this
yeah.
that you guys don't know about. Hey, good luck on the settlement, AB.
Yeah.
God.
Then there's another tweet, which I don't get at all. It says, 5,000 role models only took us to visit the Parrot Jungle and the Miami-Dade Jailhouse. Guess that was the model. Facepalm.
Who, Antonio Brown?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, repeat that?
5,000 role models only took us to visit the Parrot Jungle and the Miami-Dade Jailhouse. Guess that was the model.
What?
I don't know. I mean,
somebody, talking about in
somebody,
high school?
Somebody find an AB translator.
I mean, is he saying that he took 5,000 people to the Parrot Jungle for like a charity event?
Dude, I have no idea.
Yeah, same here.
And then he took him to jail to show him where he ran out of with that ugly suit?
I have no idea. Is
that's nasty.
Is AB translator? AB translator, is he around?
Is he would normally be the first one after that tweet.
Man.
Well, he is nowhere to be found.
Man, what's wrong with him? I'm telling you, man, someone close to him, you need to love him up right now.
It's not happening, man.
You need to love him up.
Unfortunately, it's not happening. And I think all three of us know that. Well, all four of us. I think we know that. It's not happening.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Because you know why?
Too many, because too much of a problem.
You know why? Because he still puts a lot of food on the table for a lot of people.
He does.
Mm-hmm. Like, he is the provider for a lot of people. And whenever you are dependent on someone, again, you're going to let them just do their thing because you don't want to, you know, stop your supply of whatever it is that person is giving you.
You let him keep going, though. That money's going to run out real quick.
That's true.
Putting all that money into this horrible music career, spending it over here and this chick and that chick. Like, yeah, hey, listen.
He's got a couple of lawsuits pending, too.
He's going to be on Broke Part 3
or
the 30 for 30 on the rise and fall of AB. That's going to be the only thing we're going to look forward to for AB if he keeps going the way he's going. And
that's
by the way, the second comment on that AB post was somebody with the bat signal saying, AB translator, where are you?
They must be just as lost as we are.
Everybody's lost. Come on, look at it. Where does that come from? 5,000 role models and only took us to visit the Parrot
Jungle. That's the thing. Like, in his head, that tweet makes sense.
It does.
In his head, that tweet makes sense.
A lot of things in his head make sense. Have you seen him write and he was going back to college?
Listen, what was the word he spelled, like, completely wrong? Like, to me, it made me laugh because, Zach, he spelled the word like how it sounds. But we all know, like, that word is not spelled that way.
Yeah, there were some bad ones.
Yeah.
But what was the word he said?
What's the new word? Himothy?
Himothy.
Oh, Himothy.
Yeah.
Yes.
How's a Himothy?
Okay, so he explained to Charlamagne, Angela Yee, and DJ Envy on the Breakfast Club that Himothy means that, like, he's that boy. Like, he's that guy.
What, he made up a word?
Yeah,
he made up a word.
Yeah.
Himothy.
Uh-huh. He admitted that. He said, it's my word. Because, you know, Charlamagne's like, what is that? He's like, oh, it's my word. And Charlamagne's like, can you explain? He's like, oh, like that means I'm that guy. Like, I'm that boy. So, Himothy.
I tried to make up a word one time.
Himothy.
Right. Did you guys see the video of him getting busted in the head with the workout equipment?
Yes.
Did you see it?
No.
He was getting done bench press, and then one of the, where you do almost like the hammer jammer, fell down and cracked him right in the head.
You know what that was? God trying to knock some sense in him.
Exactly.
That's all that was.
Exactly.
Clearly, Vontaze Burfict didn't help.
No.
Made it worse, probably.
I tried to make up a word once.
What word did you try to make up?
I was, I like the word thrice. I don't think people use it a lot.
Okay.
It's also one of my favorite bands.
I think I heard it once or
twice.
You
know what it means, right?
Three times.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like twice. Twice is two.
Three times
a week.
So me and my client, we submitted to Webster's Dictionary twice.
Twice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds like Christ.
You guys take a little bit too far right there.
Sounds like Christ.
It's basically the same thing, but for four.
Yeah, exactly. I know what it is.
I never heard back from Webster.
Twice.
Clearly, Webster was like, I got better things to do.
Twice.
Like put YOLO in the dictionary?
Yeah, go talk to Roger.
Well, you should have hit up Urban instead of the regular one.
That is true.
Twice.
They would have got you.
Like, yeah, man. We went to the club twice. I don't know.
Terrible.
I know.
Yeah, that one wasn't so good. Yeah.
Well, you know, I tried. All right, I tried.
Bum, 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 bum. The Price is Right. Bum, 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 bum.
What word have you made up?
Oh, you don't want to know about the words I meant. Reciculous?
Reciculous.
Ooh, what?
Yeah.
Explain.
When a girl's body's ridiculous and sick, it's just reciculous.
I like
that. I like that, Vlad. You should submit that.
Come on, man.
No, you should
speak the Vlad language.
You should submit that to Webster's.
Reciculous.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's ridiculous.
I like that. Yeah. I like that word, Vlad.
What is it? Well, it's ridiculous and sick.
I would use that word.
I've used that word.
That word is ridiculous.
Okay. Yes,
there you go.
You guys got anything here? You guys got anything to contribute on
the
made-up words category?
No,
67974. What's your made-up word?
Made-up words.
Yeah. Come up with new words every day.
I tell you, the one.
What more of a legacy could you have than making up a new word?
Jagnormous is one of my favorite
Jagnormous.
Words. Jagnormous. Yeah.
Jagnormous.
What is jagnormous? Oh, this one sounds bad.
It's like gigantic and enormous at the same time.
You're just combining words now.
Yeah, you see it? You see it? Jagnormous.
You're just combining words. It's crazy. Who
doesn't like, come on, if you see some pillows, you're not going to like jagnormous pillows? Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, look at you.
I don't think I'd like that pillow.
Jagnormous like that pillow.
No. I'm going to love that pillow. I'm going to drool all over that pillow. I'm going to motorboat all over those pillows.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Text your made-up words to 67974. Make them better than just two combined words.
You kidding me? Reciculus is not great? I don't know what
Reciculus I like.
Yeah.
The other one I do not like.
What? You lying. You know you like it. You just don't know how to use it in a proper context.
I do not like it.
Ginormous?
I don't like it.
Please.
I like Reciculus. You like Quice a little bit, right?
Quice?
Yeah.
No, it sounds like Christ.
Okay. So does twice.
No, it doesn't. I don't hear the k sound.
Vlad, remember.
I don't hear that k either. It's
Vlad, remember E-40's vocabulary?
Like E-40's got an extensive vocabulary.
Man.
And when he breaks it down, it all makes sense.
That is true. It does.
I'll see you guys contributing to society with your made-up words.
Yeah.
Wait. Other than Quice, what else have you come up with?
That's my main contribution.
Okay.
That's my main one. I thought that one had a chance.
Considering that
twice and thrice are words. I thought Quice had a chance.
So what would be five? Quiz?
Well, what is, penta, right?
Pentice?
Twice? Pice?
It doesn't work. After thrice, that's it, man. That's it. It's only a three-letter. It's a three-word minimum.
It doesn't have to be, though.
It is. Don't force it.
What are you looking up over there, Brian?
AB stuff.
Oh, okay.
He's doing work on AB. Okay. You upset? Why are you upset with that? What are you
I want him to contribute.
He did.
I want
a made-up word.
I don't got none.
Someone says aggranoying.
Aggranoying.
Aggravating and annoying at the same time?
Yeah, that's just combining words.
Listen, man. That's what you do. All right? That's what they do.
That's not what I did.
That's what super teams happen. They just combine players.
Mine had ingenuity.
I like that, Vlad. That is true.
That's how super teams happen. They combine players.
Mine had ingenuity.
Ingenuity how?
Because it's the fourth time.
All you're doing is taking a suffix and just putting the change in the word, the first two
letters.
You're
getting way too, like, vocabulary on me now.
That's all you're doing?
You're getting way too much vocab. Is that Little Dicky on TV?
Little Dicky? What are you talking about?
That's Little Dicky. He's got a show coming out.
It is.
Oh, okay. All right. He's funny. That music video with him and Chris Brown, that's funny.
Yeah, he's coming out with a show about himself.
Okay.
What's it called?
Dickie? By the way.
Whatever his real name is.
Oh, okay.
The show I like, and I started watching this the other day because I love this this woman, is the Asian woman. She has a show. She's hilarious. Like, she has
the one
like
with the glasses?
She has that raspy voice.
Yeah, she was in Crazy Rich Asians. That
yeah,
one?
Yeah, listen.
She was hilarious in
yes,
Crazy Rich
man.
Asians.
She has a show now. It is, listen, her comedy, I love it, man. She has me dying laughing, man.
She made that movie.
By the way, fellas, taking girls to comedy shows is a way in.
That's the best way.
No,
that's
I agree.
Absolutely
facts.
The best
Why
way.
Why do you think
facts.
I was so pissed when the improv closed in Coconut Grove?
Oh, my God.
Yes. I used to go every weekend.
That's your, man. Yes. You make a girl laugh, things will be happening, man.
I agree.
So that don't ever, if you want to spend money and a good comedian's coming to town, you know, I think Seinfeld's coming to town. If you got that type of money, that's your type of comedy, but.
They're not expensive at improv.
No, they're not. Or at the Hollywood.
Hard Rock.
Hard Rock.
Yeah, Hard Rock would be more expensive. But like even when the improv in the Grove, I think the most expensive ticket I ever paid for was $25. And that was like a headliner.
Yeah,
that was like the Wayans brothers.
Yes. Like if Sean Wayans or Marlon Wayans out there, or TK Kirkland, go out and see them. Girls will laugh. And when they laugh, their guard is down.
You guys see Drake tonight walk in with the
belt,
the WWE championship belt.
Yeah, I saw that.
They got the Eastern Conference
because the Bucks do the WWE championship moves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what they did.
You know how they do like the wrestling moves before every game.
Okay.
That's why he walked in with the WWE championship belt.
Well, hey, you got to take the champ out, right? They're the reigning East.
Yeah, it's kind of easy to do that without Kawhi.
I mean, they're sitting second right now.
I think they're beating the Bucks right now too.
Yeah. Milwaukee played yesterday against Washington.
Oh, it's only a 2-point game though.
Still in second.
No, that's your boy D Wade. Maybe he might spit some lines at Shaq there, Rashad.
May have a rap battle between Shaq and him.
Oh, man.
67974 is where you could text in the show. Never got to our NFL CBA discussion. I want to do that next with Brian Monroe, Rashad Butler, myself, Zach Dwartz. I got also Vlad Louisant producing the show on the other side. The Roundtable here on 790 The Ticket.